middle of the Mizbeach, the middle ten amis, was mamish keneged the Pesach Shel Heichel, even though it wasn't right next to it, and right outside, it was 22 amis away from it. But it was mechuvin, it was right there, like 22 amis away, it was right in front, right the middle of the Mizbeach, was in between these 10 amis of the Pesach Shel Heichel. Now there's another 22 amis left over. Like we said, the Mizbeach was 32 amis wide. So we say, Yud Aleph Amon Litzofen, there was 11 amis to the north side of the Pesach Shel Heichel. The Yud Aleph Amon Lidorim, there was 11 amis to the south side of the Pesach Shel Heichel. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Nimsa comes out, Mizbeach Mechuvin Kineged Heichel B'Kaisolof. That the Mizbeach was right smack in the middle of the Heichel and its walls. So now, this is another teretz. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, since the Mizbeach was blocking the vision, you cannot see the Pesach Shel Heichel because the Mizbeach was right in front of it. Therefore, it's another reason. Even though the Heichel, at that point, the floor was only 19 and a half amas elevated, but still you cannot see that bottom half of an amma. You know why? Because the Mizbeach was there blocking it. And the Mizbeach was 10 amas high. Therefore, the only way the Kohen could see the Pesach Shel Heichel is only if at that bottom shar, that shar Mizrach of the Har HaBayis was not Gevoyah, was not very tall high. Therefore, the Kohen standing on top of the Har HaZeitim, he would see over that Pesach of the shar Mizrach, because the wall was not elevated, not go higher up more than 20 amas. So he was able to see over the wall, straight through to the Pesach Shel Ulam, above the Mizbeach. And Rashi says, Ravada Barava Omar Homani, Diktoni de Kaisel Mizrachi Hutzrach Lias Nomuch, who told us that Kaisel of Mizrach had to be low and not high? We have Yehudi, I tell you, goes along to Yehudi Shita. The Omar Ha Mizbeach Oymed Biem to Azora. The Mizbeach is Mamre standing in the middle of the Azora. Kineger Ha Psochim, in between the Psochim, the entrances. Venimtso Goiva Soisem Esa Pesach Atachtoin. Therefore, the height of the Mizbeach was sus and stopped the vision of the Kohen. He could not see the Pesach Shel Heichel. Sherei Ola Karka Ezras Yisrael Mekarka Tachtoin Yud Gimel Amo V'chatzi Yamo Koidim Shegia L'Mizbeach. Because before you got to the Mizbeach, how elevated was the ground? It was 13 amis and a half high. That was, in other words, the first 12 milas we had between the Chayil and the Ezras Noshim. And then between the Ezras Noshim and Ezras Yisrael, there were 15 milas. So together was 13 and a half amis. So 13 and a half amis tall, that's where the ground of the Mizbeach was elevated. Koidim Shegil Mizbeach. V'amizbeach Gavoya Tisha. And the Mizbeach was 9 amis tall. Heisachutz from the Koronois, which was on the side of it. Sherei Esrim V'shtayim V'chatzi. Therefore together was 22 and a half amis tall. So that's why it blocked the vision of the Kohen. He was not able to see through the Pesach, through the entrance alone of the Shar Mizrach. He cannot see the Pesach Shel Heichel. Therefore, that Shar, the wall, cannot be elevated, cannot be taller. So what Rav Ada Bar Avra is saying is that we don't have to say the Stam Mishnah of Midas goes according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, but rather they could go according to Rav Yehuda. Yeah, now the Gemara Baita says, no, this is not true. Rav Ada Bar Avra is like wrong. Gemara vi salka daitoch. If you want to tell me that Midas Rav Yehuda, that the Stam Mishnah of Midas goes according to Rav Yehuda Shita, Mizbeach b'yem tzazor mimishkachas lei. Can you tell me that the Stam Mishnah of Midas holds like Rav Yehuda Shita, that the Mizbeach was mamish right smack in the middle of the Azor? Is that true? For Yotanan, we learned like this in the Mishnah of Midas. For Yotanan, Kol ha'azorom, the whole length of the azorom, hoy so'orech meyo u'shmoinim v'sheva. He's all the three azoras, the Ezras Noshim, Ezras Yisrael, Ezras Kanim, the Ezras Gedolom. It was all 187 amas long. Al roichiv meyo shloishim v'chomish. It was wide 135 amas. Yeah, then it says, min ha'mizroch l'mariv meyo u'shmoinim v'sheva. Now it's saying for Mizrach to Marav, as the length of the Mizbeach, the length of the Beis Hamikdash was 187 amas. Now how do we have that? Mokom Drisas Ragli Yisrael, Heis Ezras Yisrael, that was Yud Aleph Amma. Mokom Drisas Ragli Kanim, then you have the Ragli Kanim, which was another 11 amas. Mizbeach was Shloishim Ushtayim. The Mizbeach now, as soon as you came after the Yudah Aleph Amos of the Ragli Kanim, the Ezra's Kanim, then started the Mizbeach, which was 32 Amos long. Bein Ulam Ulam Mizbeach, now in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, was Esrum Ushtayim, was 22 Amos. For Yehechel Kuf Amo, and the Hechel itself was 100 Amos long. So far we have 176 Amos. Now the calling now the Azorah means this is like the Machne Shechina. The Machne Shechina started from the Ezras Yisrael, as before we said the Ezras Noshim, that was 135 by 135. Now we're counting how long the Ezra the Machne Shechina was, which started from the Ezras Yisrael, which was 11 Amos, then the Ezras Kanan, which was another 11, then you had 32, the length of the Mizbeach, then you had 22 up until the Hechel, so that's 76, and now you have 100 of the Hechel, that's 176. The Yud Aleph Amo Achurei Beis HaKaparis, and there was another 11 Amos in back of the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, in back of the Kaparis, which together it came out to be 187 Amos. Now Min Hadorim Litzofen, what about the width of the Beis Hamikdash? Min Hadorim, from north to south, the width of the Beis Hamikdash. Meya Ushloishim Bechomish. It was 135 Amos wide. Now, what do we put in between this 135 Amos? First of all, you have the Hakevesh V'ha Mizbeach. The Mizbeach and the plank going up to the Mizbeach was Shishim Ushtayim, was 62 Amos. As even though each one by itself was 32 Amos, so it should have been 64, but two Amos overlapped. So far we have 62 Amos for the Mizbeach and for the Kevesh. Now, Min HaMizbeach LeTaboyis, on the side of the Mizbeach that had Taboyis, there are different rings there, a bunch of rings that they used to put the head of the animal, B'shas they made the Shrita. So in between the Mizbeach and the Taboyis was Ches, was 8 Amos. So that's 70 Amos so far. Mokam HaTaboyis, how wide was the place where they had the actual Taboyis, the actual rings? That was Esrim V'Yarbor. It was 24. So far we have 94 Amos. Min HaTaboyis L'Shechonis, in between next on the side of the Taboyis, the rings, they had tables there, which they used to wash off the pieces of the meat from the korban. Now Min HaTaboyis L'Shechonis, Arba, was 4. So that's 98 so far. Now, Min HaShulchan L'Nensin, between the Shulchan and the Nensin, those were sticks that they had hooks on it, which they used to hang up the pieces of meat from the korban, was Arba, was 4 Amos, excluding the width of the Shulchanis, was another 4, so that's 102 so far. Now, Min HaNensin al-Koysel, from where these hooks were, where they used to hang up the pieces of meat, till the wall, till Koysel Azora, was Ches, was 8, so that's 110 so far. Now, we have Moiser, so we still have 25 left over, was Bein HaKevesh al-Koysel. The leftover 25 was a little bit, was for the place between the wall and the kevesh of the Mizbeach. Umokam HaNensin, and the place of the actual, they had these hooks, the Mokam HaNensin, in between them, it was 25 Amos. This is how you get the 135 Amos, the width of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, this is a Stam Mishnah in Midas. Now, if you want to tell me that Midas Rabbi Yehudahi, that the Stam Mishnah of Midas, goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita, Mizbeach b'yemtza Azor mi'mishkachas lei. How could it come out that the Mizbeach was in the middle of the Azor? Horuba had the Mizbeach b'dorim koi. The way we just chesh bin rois right now, that the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, they were all on the Dorim, on the south side of the Mizbeach, and there was only a little bit between the wall and the Kevesh. That's all. So it comes out that Rove of the Mizbeach was on the Dorim side of the Beis HaMikdash. And not like Rabbi Yehuda says, it was mamish b'yemts in the middle. B'dorim koi. So more ends off, elolav shema aminu.